You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. With the onset of the football season, there's going to be lots of games, some tailgating, and probably a bit of trash talk about visiting teams. However, talking honestly about the impacts of gambling on our communities can be tough. That's why the Wisconsin Department of Health Services believes it's time to get real, get informed, and get help if you need it. You can learn more at dhs.wisconsin.gov/disease/gambling-disorder. Tomorrow, Wednesday, September 17th, you're invited over to the Park Falls Farmers Market at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. At the market, you'll find locally grown raspberries, apples, cucumbers, a variety of winter squash, pie pumpkins and carving pumpkins, eggplant, kale, beets, zucchini, a variety of garlic, and herbs, alongside many, many other vegetables and products, including baked goods. And remember, there is only 5 weeks left for the market, so be sure to use your WIC and senior market coupons. October 15th is the last day. Most vendors accept Quest cards, EBT, WIC, and senior market coupons. The Park Falls Farmers Market, LLC, is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce and therefore also accepts Chamber Bucks. And they have partnered with Aspirus and the Fruit and Vegetable Prescription Program. Remember, produce and products sold at the market must be or are grown or processed in Price County or the neighboring counties of Taylor, Sawyer, Ashland, Oneida Vilas, or Iron. Eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food. All at the Park Falls Farmers Market, taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, September 17th, over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 in Park Falls from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Melissa Kay has more.
An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Despite how commonly they occur, disordered eating patterns are often misunderstood and stigmatized. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the pressures to meet societal standards of body image can be overwhelming.
Health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Eating disorders do not discriminate and can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background.
Both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
Young says early intervention is the key to preventing long-term complications.
Noticing changes in eating patterns is a really big early indicator.
She said open, judgment-free conversations can encourage individuals to seek the support they need. You can start by talking with your primary care doctor who can connect you with the right specialists.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important to get a comprehensive treatment plan.
Recovery from an eating disorder is possible with the right support.
Remember, just because we're starting to get into a little bit of fall weather, the threat of mosquitoes and, as a consequence, West Nile virus has not passed yet. Remember, people contract West Nile virus through bites from infected mosquitoes, and it is not spread from person to person. Mosquitoes get the virus from feeding on infected birds, although concerns for the virus will decrease as we head into fall. Remember, it will take a hard frost with temperatures reaching below 28 degrees for at least 4 consecutive hours to end mosquitoes' activity. So until then, have your bug spray handy and try to avoid mosquitoes as much as you can, even though they do seem to be everywhere that we want to be. Wednesday, September 17th, that is tomorrow, over in Phillips from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., it's the Price County Clean Sweep. Household hazardous waste will be accepted at the Phillips City Hall in the parking lot next to the Price County Normal Building. Hazardous household waste does include oil-based paints, solvents, pesticides, antifreeze, cell phones, flammables, and much more. A small fee is required for fluorescent and high-density light bulbs, oil filters, and some electronics. Please note that latex paint, alkaline batteries, and tires will not be accepted, and neither will furniture, ballast, plastic, or cardboard. If you have questions regarding electronics or appliances, you can call North Central Recyclers, LLC at 715-322-4043. And if you have questions regarding household and hazardous waste, you can call Northwest Regional Planning Commission at 715-635-2197. Once again, this is taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, September 17th, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. over at the Phillips City Hall. Healthcare costs in Wisconsin are among the highest in the country. Wisconsin employers are voicing their concerns. Melissa Kay has the story.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce surveyed businesses in the state, and 88% of employers predict their healthcare costs will increase even more this year. Scott Manley is WMC's Executive Vice President of Government Relations. He stated, "These costs are not only a competitive disadvantage as they dip into employee compensation, investment opportunities, and more, but they also hurt Wisconsin families." When asked what state government could do to help businesses, 41% of respondents answered, "Make healthcare more affordable." Wisconsin's healthcare costs are among the fifth highest in the nation.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Brewers baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Los Angeles Angels at American Family Field. Milwaukee with a five-game lead over the Cubs in the NL Central. The Angels are in last place in the American League West, 13 games behind the Mariners. NFL. Matt LaFleur says the Packers' 10 penalties last Thursday night were far too many.
We went into the game. We knew that the penalties were going to be a big part of the game, and we had far too many. So, obviously, the first drive, it negated a touchdown. And then we had pre-snap penalties. You don't want any of those. We had a couple pre-snap penalties. We had a couple penalties on special teams that really played a big impact on field position.
The Packers play the Browns in Cleveland on Sunday. The Minnesota Vikings will be without their quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, the next 2 to 4 weeks. McCarthy suffering a high ankle sprain during their loss to the Falcons on Sunday night. Carson Wentz will take over at quarterback. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 77th Emmy Awards are in the books, and there was big news from the event. Probably the biggest story was HBO's The Pitt winning Outstanding Drama Series. Star of the show, Noah Wiley, also took home a Best Actor Award, and The Pitt's Catherine Lanasa won Best Supporting Actress. Another big story of the night was the Netflix show Adolescence, which won 6 Emmy Awards, 3 of which went to Stephen Graham for acting, writing, and producing. Apple TV's The Studio won 4 Emmys, including Best Comedy Series. Britt Lower of Apple TV's Severance got her first Emmy off her first nomination and took home the Best Actress in a Drama Series. Jean Smart took home her 4th Emmy for Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series for her role on Hacks. Smart has picked up a total of 14 Emmy nominations over her impressive career. 15-year-old Owen Cooper became the youngest recipient ever for his role in Adolescence. He was excellent. Rainn Wilson appeared on the Last Laugh podcast last week and said he felt that at times the show The Office went too far with racial and sexist jokes. Wilson, who played Dwight Schrute, said they could never get away with some of the jokes now. Wilson also said that NBC ultimately passed on a spinoff which would have starred the Dwight Schrute character and would have been set on his character's beet farm. The show would have been called The Farm. News from the Emmys, Stephen Colbert presented the Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series. Beforehand, Colbert jokingly asked when he got behind the mic if anyone was hiring. Colbert will exit The Late Show in May of 2026. Colbert also joked that he brought his resume and showed the crowd his old headshot. The Late Show host was visibly moved when the crowd started chanting, "Stephen." Great guy. And by the way, Best Lead Actor in a Comedy Series went to Seth Rogen for The Studio. If this past weekend box office earnings are any indication, anime has completely arrived. Demon Slayer Infinity Castle found itself at the top of the box office with a $70 million opening weekend. Its opening day take of $33 million was the highest opening ever for an anime film. Last week's number one film, The Conjuring Last Rites, held off three challengers for the number two spot and a take of $26 million. The three new releases include Downton Abbey, which brought in $18 million. million big ones in its first week of release to finish at number 3. The Stephen King-inspired The Long Walk pulled in $11.5 million over the weekend. The film is based on King's first novel of the same title. And in fifth place was sort of a new release, or more accurately, a new re-release, as Toy Story brought in over $3 million on over 200 screens, giving it a massive haul of $195 million dating back about 30 years. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 83 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the south at only about 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 61 tomorrow. A few scattered thunderstorms, otherwise partly cloudy with a high of 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.